Welcome to the Rev Podcast, the place where we share the Word of God from Revelation Church. I'm your host, Lee Forrest, and I'm thrilled to have you join us today. Today's show, we're going to hear from Bishop Jeff Wilson as he preaches a sermon entitled, They're Not Like Us. Yes, They're Not Like Us, taken from 1 John 2. But before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the Rev Podcast. Now let's dive into today's episode.
If you notice the title reads, They Are Not Like Us. When I was riding around for a while, and I heard that song where they said, They are not like us, it came to me, I said, man, that would make a good title to preach on. I said, that's true. But also, I like that beat, too. And this title was taken from a song from the great composer, Kendrick Lamar from Compton. So, giving him credit.
The great composer.
And you know, I like that song so much. I even like the beat. And you know, they got a move. If I could dance, they have a move that they call the crib walk. You know, and they be right on cue.
He's happy.
The abbreviation of that song was called the sea walk. I said, well, I can make one called the Christ Walk. I can have a little mix of a grip walk in there, you know? But man, that song, it just keep, you know, they're not like us, you know? I can preach that. But then also, the subtitle is called Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
All right.
This was taken from the great composer, Marvin Gaye, from Motown. And, you know, I like what he says, him and Tammy Terrell sings. And they said, she says, I got your picture, but it can't come to me, nor can it sing to me. And she says, your voice I constantly hear in my ear. And she wanted his presence, said, ain't nothing like the real thing. But I can go on with that song, but the thing is that I want to try to bring these things together. You didn't get my PowerPoints, huh?
I got you.
Okay. And while the title being, They're Not Like Us, and Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, the PowerPoint is a difference in quality. The test or the proof of the product, the hidden trademark by the maker. I decided to speak on this, and I noticed one of the key things that is, you hear a lot of young women speak about, my granddaughters, they're my daughters, and the young ladies that I see on Facebook, they always talk about they got to have a certain bag with a certain dress, a certain purse. And my mind, it blew my mind when I decided to go in to look at some of these bags or purses and shoes and the cost of them. I mean, I wouldn't worry about what's in the bag, I'd steal the bag. The bag, you got bags that are $10,000, that's on the low end. Then they got some that's $15,000, $20,000, $50,000, and then one of them I see was $1 million. And they had pearls and diamonds. I said, whoa! But these makers, there are people buying, and they got special places that you go where they don't sell nothing but these bags. Thank God my wife is not going to those places. You might have to hop the house. But one thing about these bags, it is not a bag that you try to hide. It shows prominence. It shows status. And they want you to see it, even when the people that's A-listers and stuff like that, and even B-listers, and even people that's trying to get a man, when they take a picture, they want you to see the bag. When my mom was coming up and when my sisters were coming up, when you came to dinner and you got ready to eat, the first thing they did, they took their bag and they put it down by their feet. But it's not that way no more. They put the bag on the table. They want that picture of that bag. And they want you to, they trying to drive a point home. Look what I got. But these bags are very expensive, mind-boggling. And then not only that, the shoes. And now these, they got what you call red bottles, and they got others, stilettos, or that's so many different names. But they are so expensive. I'm telling you, I think if I bought some of those stilettos, I would just take them and put champagne and drink out of them just you can't walk in them. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But what I'm trying to bring to you, and some of these names, some of you ladies will know what I'm talking about. I've seen one of the sisters there. I've seen your bag, and it had K. What on it? What's on your bag?
Okay.
What's that stand for?
Milo Horse.
Okay, that's a statement, am I right?
Yes.
It's a nice bag. But the reason why I want to bring this up is they got bags that's called Hermes. And Hermes or whatever. Kelly Rose Gold bag. And then they have a Lauren March Cleopatra. Do anybody know what kind of bag that is? I don't know. They have Coach bag. They have Louis Vuitton. Michael Jordan's. Yeah, I was at the price of Michael Jordan's, and they are a certain status. It's making a name with certain Michael Jordan. You're making a statement. And I'm looking at, and some of these people be putting them on newborn babies, and they are somewhere in the avenue of $50, $60 to $100. But what I want to bring here to you, that these items are statements, but there are also, there are people that are counterfeiting these items. And it makes people that goes out and spend the money, they want to expose the ones that have, look at that bag. Because it irritates them that they dare to imitate it. And in these bags got a certain quality. And that quality that they have a certain standard, a certain thing, a material that proves what it is. And I'm going to bring this home to show you what we are. And these bags also, I learned studying a while back, that these bags, these items have a certain hidden trademark inside that only the maker and the people that are buying these know where it's at. To separate them from the counterfeit.
That
sounds like us, am I right? These bags are standalone. We are believers. We are different than the world. We're made out of a different material because we've been saved by the Holy Ghost, by Christ Jesus. But then again, these items have to be put to the test to prove who they are. When I was coming up, we had a tool, and it was called, I don't know if they still have it, But it's still, we had a tool called Craftsman. And if that tool breaks, without any question, you brought it back, and they will give you another one. Because it had a certain standard. And these items that have a certain mark, it proves who they are. The material proves who they are. And then not only that, they have a certain durability. But also, the same as the believer, we have a certain mark on us. And that you can't see it, but only God knows where it's at. And it is the mark of a believer, am I right? And we can testify by our spirit and your spirit that we come from the same place. These things, I've tried to bring this together to show you who we are and what we are. The scriptures say that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. That means that we are amongst them, but we are not involved with them. Another scripture says this, and I read, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands assured, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity." There's a difference between us and them. We are not like the world. We should not try to get involved with the world. Am I right? One of the ugliest things is a stench that you could ever do is get involved and you know that you don't belong.
That's so true.
How bad would it look if you seen somebody walking down the street, toe up and stuff like that, but they got a brand new Coach bag? It just don't fit. Something done gone wrong. They have not had the ability to go and buy it, so how did they attain it? But the thing is that let everyone that names the name of the Lord do what? Depart from sin. If you are God, separate yourself. He said, "Lord," he prayed when he was on the mount of ascent, getting ready to go up to heaven. And in John, he said, "Lord, I'm praying that you keep them." He says, "I don't want you to take them out of the world, but I'm praying that you keep them in the world." You see, we're going to be in this world, but we should be a light to this world. I want to bring also, before I get into it, as Josh read, and I will read here, and this is what John says in the 19th chapter. And it says this: "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, and that they might be manifest or shown that they're not of us, that they were not all of us." You see, there are people that tries to blend in. They want to be like us, but they don't want to pay the price to become us. They want to pretend that they've been saved and washed in the blood, but they did not come in through the right gate. The scripture said, if the man come in any other way, he's a what? He's a robber and a thief. And the truth is not in him. There are great counterfeits. I had to go to school when I was in management at Ralph, and they taught us at the main office how to detect counterfeit. There are some counterfeits that are so good, it'll blow your mind. And the thing is that counterfeits gonna always be where there's a real. Don't say that we got to trade our way of making our money or where we build our quality items. Keep on doing it because it is totally distinct. I learned also that a government don't have two or three different ways of currency. We have one currency, and that's in God we trust. So don't come bringing me no money that's counterfeit. I will expose you. in the garden, there were two trees. And one was the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and the other tree was the tree of life. But the tree, two different types of trees, but both of them bear fruit.
Yeah.
But one fruit was evil.
Yeah.
One tree, it looked good, and it looked enticing.
Yeah.
And it also drew our forefathers away. I wish they would have took the tree of life, and it would have cut all this short.
Yes.
But nevertheless, counterfeits, we can get fooled sometimes, am I right?
Right.
I look at a show that was called Porn Stars. How many seen that?
Porn Stars.
And
what did he say?
At this place.
He said porn stars. He said porn stars.
Not porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can catch me doing it. Gonna twist my words. This old man said, "Look at that nasty stuff."
Oh. Porn star.
You got it right? Yeah. You got it right?
Yeah.
Oh, not porn. Oh. I'm glad you brought that out, because out in the ether, people will say, "Man, what's wrong with that church?" I'm glad to help you. Thank you. Thank you. But in this place, people would bring different items to punch.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would come, it was the job of the person that was behind the desk to be able to recognize the value of that item. And they would also look at it to get a certain amount of money from that item. And it was, they had to be ready, because there were people that were coming and they were bringing imitation stuff, trying to get some money off of it. And there was sometimes the guy behind the desk would get fooled. And they would have had all that they needed when they brought jewelry. They had a certain thing that they would look in to see if that was a real diamond and it was not a zirconian. And but there are some zirconians that are so good that you had to have a professional eye to detect it.
Yeah.
And then there were some that would bring certain items in and said that Reggie Jackson played in this jersey, and it was game such and such. And then the guy would have to look at it, and he'd look at the size, he'd look at the era, and he would determine, and say, "You got to take this back, because they didn't make those buttons during that time." And they would send it away, and the guy would be kind of upset, because he got it pawned on him when he fell and pawned it off on the people.
Yeah.
But the thing is that there are people that are trying to blend in with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the glory of God will separate us, am I right?
Yeah.
There is a difference between them that love God,
yeah,
and them that hate God.
Yeah.
As the fig tree, when Jesus seen it, it had leaves on it, it looked like it was ready to bear fruit. And when he looked, there was no fruit on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because the tree looked like it was producing fruit, but there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us not be that kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be bearing good fruit.
Yeah.
And James said, let us bear good fruit and not evil fruit.
Yeah.
You see, there are some trees that you go, there's a tree down the street, by what, me and my wife, it bears lemons. And those are the most terrible tasting lemons you ever tasted in your life. And you know what? Everybody learned about that tree. And that tree, if I can take it there, it still got the fruit on it. Because nobody want to eat that kind of stuff. This is the thing. Let us bear good fruit. That people can come and then taste and see that the Lord is good. And that we can include them after they taste and see that the Lord is good, they can become a part of us.
Yeah.
It also speaks in the scripture. Jude said these are clouds without rain. It looked like it's going to bring some water. It looked like it's going to bring a refreshing to grow something. But there are nothing but clouds. And that the wind drives away. Ain't nothing in them. But there are clouds that bring rain. Jude said these are wells without water. The worst thing you can ever do, when we were speaking about being thirsty, when we was in school at Rose Crane, we used to play sports. When the school was out, we used to jump the back fence, remember that, Mike? And we'd go over there and play on monkey bars and play baseball. And we'd skate down there. And man, we get thirsty. We didn't want to go home. And the reason why we didn't want to go home, because mom was going to send us to the store. And we didn't want to go home to drink water. But what we would do, we would go and look for a water fountain. And what he said, guess what? And we look at that water fountain, but the disappointing thing is when we do like this and nothing comes out, man, we get mad. Wells without water. This is the thing I want to bring out. I'm going to get into it now. Pray for me. And it says this. Not all of us, but it says this. In Genesis 4:1-16, it speaks of two men known as Cain and Abel. Abel brought the required sacrifice and was blessed of God. But Cain brought an inferior sacrifice, and he was rejected by God. The difference between the two men was the quality and the recommendation of the sacrifice. The proof was in that Abel was accepted his sacrifice. And because of this, the mark of righteousness was pronounced upon Abel. Genesis 16 says, Abraham had two sons, one by the bronze woman, Hagar, whose son was named Ishmael. And Abraham had a second son that was by his wife, Sarah. His name was Isaac. The difference in the quality was the material that was made by God through Abraham. And Sarah, the proof was in the supernatural birth of Isaac. Remember, Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old. And Abraham and Sarah's body was stricken by age. The book of Hebrews said that Abraham and Sarah's bodies was dead. In other words, Abraham was impotent. Abraham couldn't perform sexually, and Sarah had no eggs. But God raised her dead body and gave Abraham the power to perform sexually. In other words, there was no need for Viagra, which is known as the little blue pill, but the power of the Holy Spirit. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, the same for Sarah. God raised Sarah's reproduction organs from the dead. Her ovaries began to produce eggs. And again, it woke up Sarah's sexual desire. And in them both, and Isaac was conceived, which was the proof of God's mark upon Isaac. In the book of Matthew 7:24-27, spoke about two houses. You heard them sing about the house built upon a rock? The two houses built by two different men. One man built his house upon a rock, and the other built his house on sand. Both houses looked similar in appearance and in structure, but the difference was in the quality of the material. One man took the time and the materials to build his house upon a rock, while the other man cut the cost on the materials and built his house upon the sand. And when the test came by the way of a storm, the rain and the wind and the flood and the elements beat upon both houses. And only one house was left standing, and that was the house built upon the rock. Let us build our life upon Jesus Christ. But the house that was built on the sand was totally destroyed and washed away. And then there was Jacob and Esau, two twin boys, born on the same day. But the difference, but they were different than night and day, which in today's terminology, we call them fraternal twins, you see. And the scripture said that Esau, being the oldest, hated his birthright and sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of soup. Lord have mercy. But Jacob cherished the birthright and wrestled with God and asked him to bless him. And this was the difference between Jacob and Esau. Remember, I told you there's a difference between the two idols. And Ishmael Israel, first two kings, was Saul and David. King Saul represented the flesh, and King David represented the spirit. King Saul's kingdom suffered greatly, but because he never sought forgiveness from God, but King David's kingdom prospered greatly because his heart was soft toward God and because he sought forgiveness for his sins. But now let me speak about myself. You see, we got to put ourselves in the position. And I'd like to talk about Jeff Wilson today. And in this, and I wrote this, there is two men that live inside of me. Both of them look the same, but they are different than night and day. The fleshy mind of Jeff Wilson loves the things of the world. And the spiritual mind of Jeff Wilson loves the things of God. Romans 1:6 say, for to be carnal minded is death. But the spiritual, be spiritual minded is life. So just like Cain murdered Abel, so does my flesh tries the same thing to me. But Jesus Christ has given me the power and the ability to destroy the deeds of the flesh in my flesh. Just like Jacob struggled with Esau, so do I struggle with my flesh. In order to hold on to my birthright, which is in Christ Jesus, I must look to God for the victory. Just like Sarah exiled Hagar to the desert, so must I exile my flesh out of my life.
That's right.
Just like David and King Saul and tried to kill David, but David prayed to God for deliverance from King Saul, evil pursuit. God delivered David, so I must pray to God to deliver me from my flesh. In the book of Romans 12:2, it said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be like this world. Don't act like this world. Put down the things that will so easily beset you for following Christ.
Amen.
But ye be transformed.
Yeah.
That don't mean come from. That means to be a total different person.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
We have to go through a transformation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Our minds begin to think different.
Yeah.
Our desires become different.
Right. Right. That's right.
We begin to hunger for the things of good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We begin to thirst for righteousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We want something that is not fleshly, because the flesh cannot satisfy the spirit.
Yeah.
That's right.
It is impossible, and no way can it ever come together.
Yeah.
Like night and day.
Yeah.
Both the flesh desire the things of the flesh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let us run.
Yes.
Put down these things.
Yeah.
He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
We must not have the same mind. The mind of Christ is against the mind of the flesh.
Yes. Right.
And the things of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And ye may, I like what he said, prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So now we can say the world is not like us. Because John 1:3-2 said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we should be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We can't help but be like our elder brother, am I right?
Amen.
Mike looks like me. We got pieces together, am I right? We can't help but look like our father, am I right? I don't care how you try to make it or get away from it. You look like him.
Yes.
If you look like him, act like him.
Yes.
All right. Come on
beautiful.
Now.
Beautiful. Can't help it.
Yeah.
And the more we read the word of God, we'll be transformed into his likeness.
Yeah.
The more you read, change comes. Am I right?
Yes.
You begin to pull off. You begin to step into the mirror. Am I right?
Yeah.
And look into the word of God. And you begin to pull off what is not like him.
Yes.
That's right. Take it off.
I look at John 12:1. And chapter. And I watch the way he stands. And I watch his mannerism. But I know where it all comes from.
That's right.
He's built just like his grandfather. He stands like his grandfather when we play football together. He don't know it, but he can't help it. You see, we can't help but act like Christ, am I right? It is put in us, am I right?
Yeah.
We do the same thing. We mimic him, am I right?
Yeah.
We act like him.
Yeah.
So if you are him, put down, stop sinning, get away from iniquity.
Yeah.
I remember when the kids would come home and they'd be out playing, and one come and said that one of the sons was cursing. And I'd call him, and the mama Cheryl would call him and say, where did you get that from? You know we don't do that in this house. You see, we can pick up habits, am I right? David, he was out of character, am I right?
Yeah.
We've been studying. David was out of character. David wound up committing adultery.
Yeah.
David wound up murdering.
Yeah.
David did, he was deceptive. David was acting like a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
But he was God's man.
Yeah.
And he sought for forgiveness and said, God, don't take your Holy Spirit away.
Yeah.
That's the trademark.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's the trademark.
Yes.
Don't take this. I want to be a part of you.
Yes.
Peel it back, Lord. Take everything away. Let me keep this spirit in me.
Yes.
But it's not like you take it out and straighten it.
Yes.
I need deliverance.
Yes.
Purge me with hands up.
Yes.
You heard what Isaiah spoke about. Young Isaiah preached the other day. He told you about hyssop.
Yeah.
And as he was preaching, I went to study more about hyssop.
Yeah.
Man, if you understood what David was saying, he said, I was sick.
That's right.
Spiritually, hyssop was used in two different ways.
Yes.
It was taken as a tea to fight infection.
Yes.
And if you had respiratory infection.
Yes.
It also was taken to combat what they call urinary tract infection. He was sick inside.
Yeah.
And it also was used to be put on wounds.
Yeah.
It bears the property, and y'all might not know this, but God has always given us a remedy for our sickness.
Yeah.
And the remedy for us is Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
He is the hyssop.
Yeah.
And the hyssop, on the hyssop tree, on its limb, on it, grows a type of fungus which is equivalent to penicillin.
That's right.
And it was put on infection wounds in order to heal.
Yeah.
David said, I was sick.
Yeah.
Purge me with hyssop.
Yeah.
And I will be clean.
Yeah.
And I can preach to people.
Yeah.
I can be an instruction to other people.
Yeah.
I'm yours. Don't take my trademark. Then it says here, beloved, and I'm going back over, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear. You know, people say back, and they say, you're a Christian? But one day, this body is going to pull off corruption.
Yeah.
And it's going to put on incorruption.
Yes.
Things going to change by twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
I'm going to be like my Savior.
Yeah.
They don't appear, but eventually I'm going to look just like Him.
Yeah.
Amen. If I came to you and tell you I got a peach tree seed, and I showed you the peach tree seed.
Yes.
In that peach seed is the whole tree itself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't look like the peach tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Until it is planted.
Yes.
Put in the ground.
Yes.
It dies.
Yeah.
Then germination comes up.
Yes.
Then something pierced through the ground.
Yes.
And eventually it grows in fruit. It is a peach tree.
Yeah.
We, when we go into the ground, when death comes, when He raised us again, in the newness of life, we will look just like Him.
Hallelujah.
Then we can tell the world, see, I told you.
Yeah.
You thought I was joking.
Yeah.
You didn't know that I belong to the King.
Amen.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, look at me now.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people don't know who they are with. There are some people that lived among us that you don't know who they are.
Right.
And they might be a part of something that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
How much bigger than what we are part of? Am I right? We are Christ and He is ours.
Yes.
What shall we be? But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Because Romans says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. I could not perform this. I could not be a part of that product. But when I became and confessed Him, He did something for me.
Yes.
He transformed me through His death and His resurrection.
Yes.
And then He raised me to a newness of life.
Amen.
I failed at everything that I tried. But He came in. How many times? I remember. All my brothers had to let me know somebody was picking on him. And they seemed like it was much bigger. But I would go, and in so many words, they said, I'm going to tell my big brother. And I would deal with the matter. How much have we called on our elder brother, am I right?
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus Christ, yeah, that has delivered us, am I right?
Yeah.
From this death.
Yeah.
And he said here, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Not after the flesh, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, Jesus Christ came down, born of a virgin, not by the will of man, but by the will of God, wrapped himself in the likeness of sinful flesh. Isaiah said, 7:14 said, his name will be called Emmanuel, interpreted God with us. He pitched his tent amongst us. John said, 1 John said in 1:1, we saw him with our own eyes.
Yeah.
We touched him,
yeah,
and with our own hand. And he is the Word of life. And he was tempted on all accounts as we were, but never sinned, and died for our justification.
Yeah.
That's why we can say the world is not like us.
Yeah, yeah.
Pray for me. Yeah.